Okay, ready.
Okay, so you go into the bank, Chase. Yeah, you know, my name is Albert. I've been with you at the branch level here for the last 2 or 3 years. Run a lot of my restaurants through you guys, and I'm considering, you know, strengthening my relationship with Chase, or I'm considering, you know, taking my business to another bank. We're launching a national franchise company, so we're going to have both a retail need and we're going to have a national need. You know, as we start to grow our franchise system, we may have 5 or 10 new franchisees, each doing $500,000, $5 million in deposits. Currently, we're pacing about $700,000 to $1 million in deposits at the branch level here. And what I'd like to do is ask you to help me understand the organizational structure within your bank and what things can be done at the branch level and what things can be done at the corporate level. And if you will, the corporate level, as a franchisor, we need a business banker that has a different skill set than a lot of the retail branches, and if not a skill set, limitations. We understand that retail banks, the branch managers are typically doing consumer loans, they're doing car loans, maybe some mortgages, they're trying to increase their deposits, but basically very limited in what they can sign off on. They typically can't do business loans, they have to send those to underwriting, etc. So if I may ask you to explain to me the infrastructure of the bank, what is the next tier or level at the bank that would allow me to have a designated personal business banker? Business bankers generally are another skill set. They're the boots on the ground salespeople for national banks. They're typically paid a salary. They come in and out of the branch, but they're in their car most of the day. They usually can have an office in a branch, or they've got a regional office. They're generally given a 30-mile radius, and their philosophy is the small microcap entrepreneur doing, you know, $0 to $1 million in sales, $0 to $2 million, and then they have the mid-size enterprise range, $2 to $10 million, and up to $30 million. And typically, a business banker has a capability of sitting down with an entrepreneur on a different level, going to lunch, sitting down for an hour in a conference room, and assessing and diagnosing the needs of the business, the needs of the franchisor. And sometimes business bankers will say, you know, I've got 200 other entrepreneurs in my area in these different revenue levels. And my job as their business banker is to periodically sit down with them. How's the business doing? Looking at profit and loss statements, balance sheets, looking at the capital needs of the business. Are there other lines of credit needs, or any fixed loan needs, commercial needs, SBA needs, you know, equipment financing needs, and really begin to establish a more personalized business banking relationship at an enterprise level. This level of banking is what is critically necessary for a newly launched franchisor, in that we need to establish an ability to collect our continuing licensing fees and marketing and technology fees on an interstate basis, intercountry basis. And might I add that not all banks are set up with the proper equipment to do sort of real-time ACH, EFT, automatic clearing. You might think that all banks are set up for swiping or debiting royalty payments on a weekly basis, 52 weeks a year, but this is not the case. In fact, many banks in America, small regional and national banks, do not have the equipment. It's rather expensive to give to a franchisor. So it's critically important as a part of this business banking relationship that you interview the business banker's background in franchising. Do they understand what a franchisor is? Do they understand what a franchisee is? Do they have references of other franchisors, CEOs, that they have been working with that would take a phone call and be able to describe the working relationship? Would they be able to explain to you the equipment that they would make available to you, the transaction fees, the cost of the equipment? Is it virtual? Is it internet? Or, you know, for royalty and marketing collection? Additionally, before you would establish a relationship with that bank, you would also interview them on their loan approval, what their approval rates are in terms of capital. So can they give commercial loans, conventional loans? Can they do SBA loans? Can they give a line of credit? And what authority do they have at their level, $25,000, $50,000? Can they scratch a signature instead of going through all of the rigorous underwriting activities that would take place typically at a retail bank? So the moral of the story when setting up a franchise company is to truly establish a banking relationship with a business banker, not a retail banker, and begin to establish and interview their capabilities from a technology, a royalty collection, you know, loan approvals, what other products they make available, how often they would be coming by your business, sitting down, having lunch, and make sure that they're not selling you what they can do, and later you find out what they're really not approved to do. So I would recommend interviewing three banks. You can take a national bank, a Chase, a Citibank, a Wells Fargo, but typically those groups are going to be more rigorous. They're underwriting. They're going to be less willing, less flexible, less cooperative, but they all have national branches, Bank of America. So they do lend themselves to franchising much more favorably if you can get a business banker that is in your region, within your territory, that has 200 or 300 small businesses, understands franchising, and this collection of royalty and technology is not foreign to them. So I wish you the best of luck. Set up your appointments with your business bankers. Go into your retail branches. Tell them what you're about to do, and begin the process of establishing a wonderful banking relationship so that your next step, you can set up a balance sheet. You then can set up an income statement that allows your franchise fees and royalty and product and distribution and all your revenue sources to be properly managed on a P&L, along with a very healthy and connected and proactive banking relationship. Good luck, and let's get set up. Thanks.